CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbeam.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 20th of August, 2023. Here are the main news headlines: National Coding Week, G5RP Trophy nominations, RSGB 2023 Convention. National Coding Week is taking place from the 14th of September, but the RSGB is dedicating the whole of September to amateur radio and coding activities. This is a great way to try something new, extend your skills, or share your knowledge with a local club, school, or community group. You can find out more on the RSGB's coding page at rsgb.org/coding. And if you'd like to get involved, please contact ESRG member John Hislop, G70HO, via g70ho@rsgb.org.uk. If you're taking part, whether on your own or in a group, the RSGB would love to share what you're doing so that you can inspire others. Please email details to comms@rsgb.org.uk. The G5RP Trophy is an annual award designed to encourage newcomers to HFDXing. The award is not limited to youngsters or the newly licensed. It's open to anyone who's recently discovered and made significant progress in HFDXing. If you're an established HFDXer and want to recommend someone to be awarded the G5RP Trophy for 2023, now is the time to send in your nomination. Your nominee should have an up-and-coming HFDXer, should be an up-and-coming DXer who has made rapid progress in the last year and has some real achievements to show. For example, a good total of new countries worked or some HFD expedition activity. Please send your nominations to Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, by email via hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk. Nominations should arrive no later than Friday, the 15th of September 2023. The RSGB convention is being held between the 13th and 15th of October. The programme is nearly finalised and contains some fantastic speakers on a range of amateur radio subjects. In addition, there'll be a build-a-thon where you will also gain invaluable advice about how to run a similar event at your club, local school or community group. The early bird booking price has been extended to the 14th of September, so don't miss out. Book now. Full details of the programme to be published soon, but more information and to book, visit RSGB/convention. Today, Sunday the 20th of August, John GW3JVB is operating from Steep Home Island in the Bristol Channel. The Worktor Britain Square for the location is ST26 and the IOTA reference is EU120. John hopes to be operational from approximately 1000 UTC to 1930 UTC. Using SSB, is most likely to be working on 40 and 20, but may also be available on other bands depending on weather and conditions. If you hear John on the air, please give him a call. You can read more about John's amateur activities on his blog via gw3jvb.uk. International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend is taking place this weekend. There are lots of stations on the air waiting for you to call. See a list of registered stations, illw.net. Neil Bowers, G4JUV, has created Camper Ham UK on Facebook. It's for anyone who likes camping and operating their radios, both licensed and shortwave listeners. Motorhomes, vans, caravans, tents and bivy bags are all okay. Just take a radio. As well as the usual technical discussions about radio and antennas, the group is interested in antenna-friendly camping sites and good spots for portable operation. In the future, there may be meetups organised by group members. For more information, search for Camper Ham UK on Facebook. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. Now for details of rallies and events. The the Rugby Amateur Radio Transmitting Society Rally is taking place today, Sunday the 20th of August. The venue is the Prinsthorpe College, Prinsthorpe Rugby in Warwickshire, CV239PY. The event begins at 10 a.m. More details, contact Steve, G8LYB, 07956855816, email rally@rugbyats.co.uk or visit rugbyats.co.uk. Lincoln Shortwave Club Summer Rally is also taking place today, the 20th of August. The venue is the Festival Hall, Caister Road, Market Raisin, LN83HT. Doors are open from 9:30 and admission is £2. There's free car parking and refreshments are available. Tables cost £10. For more information, contact Steve via M5ZZZ at outlook.com or phone 07777 699069. The Red Rose Summer Rally is taking place today, the 20th of August. The venue is St Joseph's Hall, Lee, WN72PJ. The event features free car parking, a cafe, traders, individual stands, club stands, low-cost bring and buy and raffle for a new digital radio. For more information, wmrc.co.uk. Torbay Annual Communications Fair takes place on Sunday the 27th of August. The venue will be Newton Abbott Racecourse, TQ123AF. This will be an indoor event with free parking. The doors open at 10 a.m. Bring and buy area, on-site catering and RSGB bookstall will be available. For more information, contact Pete, G4VTO, 01803 864528, Mike, G1TUU, on 01803 557 941, or email rally@tars.org.uk. Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society Rally takes place on the 27th of August. The rally will be held at a new venue, Heron's Lodge Guide Activity Centre, Bradwell Road, Lawton Lodge, Milton Keynes, MK89AA. The venue is opposite the National Badminton Centre and has excellent modern amenities together with free on-site parking, catering and disabled facilities. The entrance fee is £3 and doors will be open to the public from 9 a.m. Outdoor pitches and indoor tables are available. For traders and exhibitor inquiries, please email rally@mkars.org.uk. More information from mkars.org.uk. Now, a special event news celebrating the centenary of the national part of Abruzzo, Lazio and Molise. Special call sign II6PN is in use until the 23rd of October. QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World EQSL, or via IK6IHU. Details of a certificate that is available, cqrz.com. 8S80AA is the special call sign for use throughout this year by Vasteras Radio Club, SK5AA, to celebrate its 80th anniversary. QSL via Club Logs OQRS preferred, but also available via the Bureau to SK5AA or direct to SM5FUG. More information about the club can be found at sk5aa.se. LA100K is the special call sign used by Akademisk Radio Club, LA1K, celebrating the 100th anniversary of its foundation based in Trondheim. This is the oldest amateur radio club in Norway. The special call sign will be in use till the 31st of December, QSL via the Bureau or direct. TX News, Lawrence, PF3X, will be active as TF stroke call sign whilst touring Iceland until the 25th of August. He'll operate SSB digital modes on HF and 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World and EQSL, or direct to his home call. Chris OE6CUD plans to visit the Lofoten Islands EU076, the Vesteraken Islands EU033, and Senja Island EU056 whilst touring Norway by car until late October. He will be QRV as LA stroke call sign and will operate mainly CW on the HF bands. He might also try QO100. QSL via home call, direct or Bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. Contest news, Tuesday the 22nd of August is the SHF UK Activity Contest, 1830 to 2130 UTC, all modes 2.3 to 10 gigahertz frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the CQ RITI Ops Worldwide RITI Contest has two sessions, beginning the 25th and the 27th of August. The first is between 2200 UTC on the 25th and 1200 UTC on the 26th. The second session is 1200 to 2359 UTC on Sunday the 27th, using RITI only on the 160 to 10 meter bands, the exchange of signal report and the four-digit year of your first license. The Worldwide DigiDX contest runs from 1200 UTC on the 26th to 1200 UTC on the 27th of August. FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 meter bands. The exchange is your four-character locator. Next Sunday, the 27th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. All modes 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report at serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYHE3YLA and G4BAO. Sunspot activity continues as we head towards solar maximum, they write. We have had a reasonably settled sun over the past week. KP index never exceeded 3.33 and was generally in the ones and twos all week. We also had no M or X class flares to worry about, with only minor C class events occurring. The solar flux index stayed in the 140s and 150s, only topping out at 160 on Wednesday and Thursday. So it wasn't a bad week for HF propagation as we head towards the end of August. There are signs that propagation is improving due to the seasonal change in the chemistry of the F2 layer. With a move towards more monoatomic species and fewer diatomic ones, it means that it is becoming easier to ionize. Daytime critical frequencies are currently around 6 to 7 megs according to the Dourbes Digisonde, giving a maximum usable frequency over 3,000 kilometers of between 18 and 21 megs. 28 megs sporadic contacts have all but finished. But don't write off the 10 meter band, as you may get the odd surprise. 20 metres still seems to be the best DX band this week, according to the Chiltern DX Club, with 17 and 15 metres also contributing. Fox Oscar stroke Fox 4FJH in French Polynesia, E51JD on the South Cook Islands, and FH4VVK in Mayotte have all been heard on 20 SSB, whilst 3D2AG in Fiji has been worked on 15 metres CW. Now for VHF and up, the fine summer-like weather has returned, at least for the weekend, and up to about midweek before it becomes unsettled again, so Tropo will be worth exploring, especially this weekend and during the first part of next week. Note that in these warmer summer months, Tropo is often better overnight and early morning, especially those misty ones, but tends to decay as the ground warms in the morning sunshine. However, coastal paths often remain good throughout the day, so Tropo paths across North Sea or English Channel could be worth a look from your holiday deck chair. The sporadic e-season is slowly coming to a close, but still worth a check in the evening tea time activity window to make sure nothing is missed, and even better if you can add a morning check-up at around 10:30 UTC. The recent Perseids meteor shower may have added some useful meteor debris as fuel, so it's certainly not time to give up checking just yet. However, you may have to manage your expectations in the higher VHF bands. Meteor scatter is still good, but in the tail end of the Perseids shower and in the usual random meteors increase around Torn. I think I read that wrongly. I'll read it again. Meteor scatter is still a good bet in the tail end of the Perseids shower and the usual random meteors increase around Dawn. That's better. Rain scatter is always an option in the summer months, so keep a watch on the weather radar displays for the brighter thundery rainfall echoes, especially later next week. There have been some interesting propagation on 50 megs down to the equatorial belt in the late evenings, with D2UY in Angola working FT8 stations in an arc from the Canaries around through northern Scotland and the whole of the UK to Turkey, with trans-equatorial sounding fading patterns making decodes difficult sometimes. Moon declination goes negative again this Sunday, shortening moon visibility windows, and as we are just past apogee, path losses will fall this all week. 144 meg sky noise is low to moderate until next Friday, peaking at 2900 Kelvin. on Saturday morning. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week.